Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Interesting story to tell you. I remember back, about 2003, when I was living in the desert. I told you about Gregoryville, where I had a homeless camp, and I was living with all these homeless people. Well, social services came in and moved us out. They offered us $400 to move into an apartment. Well, a lot of people in my camp didn't want to move, but I moved out. And I moved into a Chinese boarding house, which was about 15 apartments. And I ended up getting a room with two other roommates in my room, and I paid $300 for my bed in my room, and I got the other $100 paid to me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So it was a good situation for me. I had $100 every month that I could use to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So I hung out there across the street from Olympic Gardens. I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I was finding buildings that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. So it was like cash and carry. You could always get money. And I used to do this every day, all day long. I did something that most people don't have nerve to do. I became a stripper. I like dancing in front of women. I'm thinking that's going to be a great thing. So I went and I put an outfit together. I put a Dracula cape together, and my cape went all the way to the ground. And my wingspan was like about 6 feet on either side, and it was all cake. And then I had taken a wave cap, and I put that on my head. And then I put white Devo glasses on. I had black leather gloves and a fishnet dress. It was like a long mini skirt, and it went down to my knees. And then I took some leg warmers that I wore all the way up to the top of my knees, all the way to my calves. And I wore white socks under it to make it look like I had boots on. And that was my outfit. And I went to a club, and I was the first dancer out. And I wiped myself down with baby oil. So I was shiny like a black seal. I mean, I was glowing.
Well, after I finished that show, I was in the back getting dressed, and some girls came into the dressing room to invite me to participate in a male exotic strip-off at a nightclub in Los Angeles. And I'm thinking I'm going to be with my partner. We'll be the only black strippers. Well, to my surprise, when I walked into the dressing room, there were 60 black males that had come to dance in this competition. And so they had like 2,000 women at the show, and it was a big crowd. And so I went out number three, and the first two guys came in, and each of them made $40 or $50. So I get up there, and I come out with my cane, and I got my cape wrapped around my outfit. And I walk on stage, and I start dancing, and I'm doing the funky chicken, I'm doing the mashed potatoes, I'm doing the swim, I'm doing the Roger Rabbit, and I'm doing the moonwalk like Michael Jackson, and I'm doing the robot. And I'm doing all of these dances, and the girls are putting the money up in the air in the middle of the audience. So I walk off the stage to go to get the money, and they turn my music off. And they say, you can't leave the stage during the show. Well, the girls were supposed to come up to the stage, and they came, and they lined up, and they had their money, and they wanted to kiss me and hug me, and I wasn't interested and doing no tongue kissing, because I don't know these girls. I'm just trying to have them give me the money. And I get a couple of dollars, and then they change the music. And I take my cape off, and I drop it to the ground. And everybody sees my gold Egyptian outfit. And, oh, man, the women are going crazy. They're like, oh, you look so good. You look so fine. You're black and you're shiny like a black seal. And I go over to the side, and a girl puts money in my belt. And then I go back to the middle, and I drop the dollar on the floor, and I turn around, and the girls are all gone. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But I didn't know that they really wanted me to get freaky with them. They wanted me to put my hands all over their bodies, and they wanted me to give them deep throat kissing and all of that. And I'm not doing that because I don't know these girls. But what I found out later on is that these guys that are dancing have danced in all of the male exotic clubs in Southern California. So they were known all over Los Angeles, and I didn't know anybody. So I was just out there on my own doing my own thing. So the song goes off, and the fourth song comes on, and I'm dancing, from side to side, and nobody's coming up to give me any money. So the song goes off. I pick up all of my clothes, my cape, and my miniskirt, my $3, and I hear the guys in the back say, "Man, these girls are paying money. And if you don't make any money, you must be a sorry dancer." And I'm like, wow, I guess I'm really sorry, because I only made $3. And they had about 2,000 girls in this nightclub, and I only made $3. And I went to Long Beach to the Mardi Gras, and I wanted to dance Mel Exotic there, and I wanted them to hire me. But they said I had to have a couple of people. I had to come in with two or more dancers before they would hire me. They wouldn't hire me by myself as a dancer. I had to have a team. So at the time, I had teams, but I didn't have phone numbers or all these guys. So I went in, and they told me I couldn't dance. So they had a dancing contest, and I went in with a white girl. This girl had soul. Oh, she could dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know. And one time we got in a dance contest, and I stripped. I broke it down. I took everything off until I had a G-string left. And I had a gold rope chain around my waist, and that was it. And the girls loved the show. They were excited. They came and they kissed and hugged me. In fact, a few of them gave me some tips while I was dancing. But afterwards, the managers of the bar and grill told me they didn't want any Mel Exotic dancers unless I had a group. And that was what happened at the Mardi Gras. So I pull around the corner, and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s, and I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands, and all of a sudden they start blasting. I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting. Blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do?
I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street. New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
You know I need some money, gotta get some money, cause I need some cash in hand. Come on, gotta get it.
when I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here with Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm the host of Gregory's Story. That's right, we have an internet broadcast where we're broadcasting all around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know to tune in to the radio show so they can listen to G Money's stories and all of the music and the sports and the news that we talk about on my radio show. So today is Monday, or it's Tuesday, and we're going to talk about some activity. I'm going to tell you a story that I was involved in Los Angeles, California, back when I was like 14 or 15 years old. I was riding my motorcycle through the city with my buddy Bernard. We were riding all over the place. We were going in and out of different cities and towns in Los Angeles. And we were riding in everybody's neighborhood, and we were talking to the girls and everything. And when we came back to our neighborhood, we were riding down 64th Street, and this guy was walking down the street, and he had his guitar in a guitar case, and we knew he played in a band, but he told us he was going to sit in at a band that was playing on 65th Street. Well, I lived on 65th Place, and I didn't know about a band that was in the neighborhood. So I rode with him around the corner to 65th Street, and we went to this house, and this band was playing in the garage at the house. And they had everybody in the neighborhood in front of the house listening to the music, and they were jamming. They were playing all this R&B music. Oh, man, they were putting it down. And we were rocking and rolling, and all the girls were coming out, and I was dancing. I had put my motorcycle down on the kickstand, and I was just dancing with all of these girls, and I looked up, and somebody told me that the band's name was Bloodstone. And I said, Bloodstone? That sounds like that famous R&B band. And they said, yep, that's them. They live in our neighborhood. And I was like, really? I didn't know they lived in our neighborhood, because I had never gone around to that corner to listen to them practice or nothing. I had just heard about the band and the songs they had put down, and I had listened to the music on the radio, but I didn't know that they lived in my neighborhood. They lived around the corner from me. And I was like really shocked that they were having a party in my neighborhood. And they were jamming, and they were playing the music, and we were rocking and rolling, and I was dancing with all the girls in my neighborhood, and we were having a good time. And then they ordered food for the block party. Everybody got pizza. They had Domino's bringing pizza to the pool, to the party. And everybody in the neighborhood was getting a slice or two slices of Domino's pizza. Somebody had ordered like 15 large pizzas. So everybody was getting a slice of pizza. They had cheese pizza. They had a meaty meat pizza. They had pepperoni and cheese. They had all kind of extras on the pizza. They had mushrooms, they had sardines, they had all kind of pepperoni and cheese. They had all kind of different pizzas. And everybody was eating pizzas at the pool, at the party. And it was out of this world. Everybody was rocking to the music and dancing. And then somebody came with a bunch of drinks, and everybody got a drink from the 12-pack. They pulled out about 15 12-packs of sodas, and everybody was drinking sodas. And so we had pizza and sodas at this block party. Oh, man, it was so much fun. I had a ball. And then when the band finally stopped playing about 8 o'clock that night, then everybody started to leave. And I stood around and got signatures from all the guys in the band. And then I looked up and I saw my little buddy, Daryl. He was playing the guitar in the band. And I know he wasn't with the band because he was only like 15 years old, but he was playing with the band. He was digging down with the band. And I was so proud of my little buddy. I went up and I asked him if I could take his picture and if I could get an autograph from him. So to this day, I have a picture of him when he was 15 years old and he was playing with Bloodstone. Yes, he was playing with the R&B sensation, the band that set records and sold millions of albums. They were a hot group in the 60s and the 70s. And my buddy was just 15 years old, and he was playing with the band. And he didn't miss a beat. He had the beat going with his guitar. He was right on time, and he was playing, and they even gave him a solo. So he was soloing his guitar, and he was staying right with the band. And I was so proud of my little buddy. I said, go, Daryl, go, right on. And that was the sensation of the year. We had a block party with pizza from Domino's, and we had six-pack and 12-pack canned sodas that we drank from Canada Dry. And from all of the soda companies, we had sodas. But we ate pizza until everybody got sick of eating pizza, except me, because I was a pizza lover. I was eating pizza nonstop. And we ate pizza until 9, 10 o'clock at night when the party was over. But I was rocking and rolling all the way until I got on my motorcycle and I rode around the corner and I rode home. And that was a day to remember. Bloodstone, live and in living color in my neighborhood on 65th Street. And I live right around the corner on 65th Place. That's where I lived, in South Central L.A., and I had a great time. Yep, it was a party to remember. All right, that's my story for today. It was a good one, and I had a great time at the party. Everybody in my neighborhood was partying. All the kids came out, and we were dancing, and they were singing. And they were jamming to the beat. Oh, yeah, it was a party worth thousands of dollars. And it was worth all kind of pizza and soda. It was a good party. Yes, it was. It was a good time in South Central L.A. Yep, it was. All right, DJ Papa D, back to your show. Play some music, maybe some Bloodstone, to let the listeners hear the music that I'm talking about. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving.
So we ordered pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out. At a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids and some other people showed up and he came back. And he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office and remember the windows are all painted. So I'm in there and I ask the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money because I'm running for president in 2020. Thank you.
I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street, is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Girard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G-Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You took Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Jude Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm the host of the internet radio show. Gregory Stories is the name of my show, and I'm hoping you're telling everybody to tune in and listen to my radio show every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday
from 3 to 4 o'clock. I'll be broadcasting live, and we'll be playing music for your listening pleasure. We're playing excerpts from my comedy album so you can get a good idea of the stories that I'm talking about on my comedy album. And then if you pull up storytimewithgmoney.com, you can find out about our store, my G Money product store that we have available on the internet, where you can buy everything. We have over 200 products to sell with the G with $3 signs. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. So we have a store that sells all kind of items, over 200 items that you can buy, and the money that you spend on the comedy albums and the money that you spend on the products from the store will be used in my campaign for me running for president. So help me out. Buy some comedy albums. Buy some products from the store. Make it worth your while and help me out as I'm running for president in 2020. That's how we do it. We all work together and everybody wins. That's how it goes down in the United States of America. We all work together and we get what we need to have done here in the U.S. of A. That's right. That's it. And that's all. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm going to take you back to DJ Papa D to play a couple of songs and to play maybe a couple of the comedy spots so that you can get a good laugh before the show is over. So DJ Papa D, play something, and we'll be back for more of the show. For the end of the show in a minute. So the bus driver pulled over at the stop and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding. And he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. All right. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.